Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I invite the children to join Renata out in the comfy chairs to read The Darn Squirrels, as well as this lesson from the Spark Story Bible. I hear this list of moral objectives, I guess, and I feel like giving myself a report card. So I figure that's what I'll do for you. Yes, please. So there's lots of law here. Oh, would you like to move? Thanks, Pastor Laura. I will say everything that I write. But I need a visual. Lots of moral imperatives here, lots of law. First off, loving enemies. Doing good to those who hate you. Let's see what else is here. Oh, lending, expecting nothing in return. Is that really lending or is it just giving? What else is on here? Oh, not judging. Ha ha. Not going to do very well with that one, I don't think. Not condemning. forgiving. And giving too. It's quite a list. So, let's see how I'm doing with this. Loving my enemies. Well, enemies seems a little melodramatic, don't you think? I'm not like that character from The Big Bang Theory, that TV show, Sheldon Cooper, who keeps a list of enemies, and most of the people on his enemies list don't know that they're even on his list. So, I don't know, I wouldn't say I have any enemies. N.A. Not applicable. Okay. Doing good to those who hate you. Well, that's kind of vague, doing good. I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty nice. I saw this Facebook meme this week. The book of times I haven't stood up for myself. For example, when I got a bad haircut and gave a good tip anyway. That's being good to those who hate you, right? Or say to the massage therapist who corrected me on holding my purse because my back was all messed up when it was probably really maybe the car seat, or maybe just bouncing my baby around while I do chores trying to make him happy. But thanks for correcting me on how I hold my purse. Thank you. That's pretty nice. That's doing good, right? B+, I think. Lending, expecting nothing in return. If you're not getting anything back, is that really lending or is it giving? But giving's down here too. Well, I'm pretty generous. I give responsibly. I give to the church. I give without expecting anything back. I give to charities without expecting anything back. Let's give myself a B for that. Not judging. I knew this would be the bad one. I judge all the time. Whew. Now this week apparently I've been spending too much time on Facebook this week because all my illustrations are coming from Facebook this week. Sermon prep, oh good. A pastor friend posted a article from the United Church Observer magazine, kind of like our Canada Youth Lutheran, but for the United Church. Written by a person of color, asking white people to please stop asking, where do you come from? And there were actually some pretty good discussion on the comments underneath her post. The point was that asking where do you come from implies that you're not from here. And, well, I've always been far too shy to ask that. And it's not really people's appearance that gets me thinking that. But when I hear someone with an accent, my mind goes and I start judging. I think, you're not from around here, are you? I don't know if I can trust you. You sound like you might be from Texas? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I can trust you. Do you understand me when I talk, you Texan? Well, there it goes. I think that's an F. And when I think about it, maybe I have to change some of these too, some of the higher ones. Loving enemies. Well, I don't have enemies, but I love people who are like me, who I can relate to. I'm not so good at loving loving people who are different from me, who talk different from me, who have different life experiences from me. And I think if I love my enemies, I need to be able to love people who just aren't the same as me too. Scratch that. I think that's a D. Minimum pass. And lending, expecting nothing in return. You know, when I give, it's not that I expect something physical to be returned to me, but I give with strings attached. When I give to charities, I want to see an annual report that tells me what they're using my money for. I don't just give away my money. It's like when I see a panhandler on the street and I don't know if I should give to you. I'll give to the mustard seed instead. I'm judging there too. And I'm not lending expecting nothing in return. I'm lending with strings attached. I want this put to good use. Let's make that a C, maybe. Okay, let's go back to not condemning. Yeah. Not condemning. I think I condemn people when I decide that they aren't worth holding to a higher standard. Like when I smiled and nodded to the massage therapist correcting me on how to hold my purse. And I was thinking, gee, don't you get that I'm a new mom and I lug around a car seat and carry around a baby all day? Maybe that's not doing good to him, just smiling and nodding and being polite. Being nice isn't the same as doing good and loving. I think I have to scratch this too, because doing good means loving others so that I give them the chance to grow and become bigger people. That means sometimes not being nice. Sometimes it means calling people out when they're doing wrong. I think that's another D. I'm not good at that. Oh, and I decided that lending was kind of similar to giving. So since I give after my needs are met, not as generously as described in the gospel, you know, a good measure packed down. You know, like when you go to the movie theater and you get a bag of popcorn and they scoop it in, but if you shake it down, there's a whole lot more space in there. And you pour more popcorn on top and then it's overflowing and they give all of that to you. Yeah, that's what giving in good measure is like. I think I get a C there. G. Oh, this was an F too. Forgiving. You know, it's a good thing God's a lot more forgiving than I am. Because actually, God's not grading me. This is all, none of this matters. Because God forgives. God is loving and merciful, and it doesn't matter whether or not I do good on this, whether I receive a passing grade or not, because God claimed me as his own in baptism. God didn't do very well on that self-evaluation. Confess that I'm not doing so well on this whole discipleship thing. I am a sinner, and I do what sinners do in that gospel passage. I love those who love me. I do good to those who do good to me, to those that I love. And I lend with strings attached. I do things that even sinners do. God, be merciful, even as I fail to be merciful. Forgive me, even as I fail to forgive. Do not condemn me, God. Instead, show me where I'm going wrong and hold me to a higher standard. Coach me so that I can be a better disciple. Turn me to you. Uphold me by your Spirit. Renew me and lead me. And coach me so that I delight in your will and walk in your ways, the ways that you teach your disciples, to the glory of your holy name. God, you claimed me as your child in baptism, Heavenly Father. Coach me to make your name holy, be seen as holy to the people that I meet, the people that I love, and the people who are different from me. God, send me your Holy Spirit so that through my actions, your kingdom can come. Your kingdom that's described in this gospel, where people love enemies and lend without strings attached, where we share generously with one another in good measure. God, strengthen me to do your will so that I do your will. The way I'm not doing so well right now. God, you give me so much more than daily bread. You give so generously to me with food and drink, shelter and clothing, with friends and family surrounding me. You give so generously. My cup is overflowing. You shake it down and pack it, and there's still more. God, you don't test me. There is no failing grade. Thank you for that. God, you don't condemn me. Instead, you deliver me from evil. And renew me so that I do good. God, you describe your kingdom in the Gospels. Coach me, teach me to live in it. Your power is in your love. You have made me your child. And you are merciful. Your power is in your love. Help me to make your name glorious now and forever. God, you are merciful. You've claimed me as your child. Whether I do as your children do or not. Thank you, God. Amen.